Miami will see its share of hurricanes, but is normally far, far, far too south to be affected by any serious tornado outbreak. So what happened today was just weird. Hi, I'm Chris May, host of This Day in Weather History, a podcast from the Weather Network in Canada. In 1997, people boarding cruise ships or rollerblading or showing off their midlife crisis convertible Cadillacs, they had to be stunned when they looked up and saw a twister in the middle of the day, in the middle of Miami. This day in weather history. They called it the Great Miami Tornado of 1997, but that was really honestly a stretch. It was an F1, so people in Oklahoma and Kansas were likely reading about it in the next day's paper thinking, oh, how cute is that? But this is another episode of this podcast where I am featuring a touchdown in a major metropolitan. It struck right in Miami on May 12th of 1997, this day in weather history. And although it was only rated an F1, it was locally remembered for the fact that, in true Miami fashion, it made its presence known and posed big for every camera and video. It showed up like a proper Miami celebrity, you know? It made possible some of the most haunting pictures, which actually became the subject of worldwide media coverage. I told you, it's like Pitbull, Miami style. First of all, the tornado formed exactly when everyone was out doing stuff. It was around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and it burst onto the scene by initially touching down in the Silver Bluff Estates area. Posh, right? It then swept through downtown Miami and thankfully bypassed the city's skyscrapers. From there, it went on to actually cross both the MacArthur Causeway and the Venetian Causeway on its way to Miami Beach. Remember the cruise ships I mentioned earlier? Well, this cheeky thing went on to hit Biscayne Bay Seaport and performed a daredevil flyby for the onlookers aboard the Royal Caribbean Sovereign of the Seas cruise ship. It essentially showed up, showed off, and made sure it was captured by everyone. This twister wanted to be known as Mister. Remember that this day in weather history can be enjoyed a number of ways. Right now, you are listening to the full version of today's story on your favorite podcast provider, but there is also the daily podcast video short. They are shot right here in my podcast recording studio, so you get that perspective, and oftentimes they will include visuals from that day's event, from when it happened, in weather history. So after listening to the full story, go check out the podcast video short on television or online anytime at theweathernetwork.com/weather history. This enigmatic, egomaniacal force of nature still had one more trick left as its grand finale. After thrilling but probably terrorizing a lot of the guests aboard the sub, it would then lift up out of the water about halfway. It would go through the wildly tourist-packed Biscayne Bay and fake it like it was done because it wanted to make the big finish. And it did when it briefly touched down again where, you guessed it, Miami Beach. That's the Bugs Bunny reference from yesterday's tease. Oh, and here's the punchline. To make sure no one forgot about it, just before it dissipated, it flipped over a car. That's what you do. That's what you call a tornado mic drop. Then it was gone. Incredible. I said it earlier, but again, normally it is hurricanes that are most often seen as the greatest weather threat to Miami. And if tornadoes do form here, they normally form either as waterspouts off Biscayne Bay, part of a frequent afternoon set of thunderstorms, or it spawned from a tropical storm, or, there it is, hurricane. So I say again, tropical storms are the headline act, normally in South Florida, and especially in Metro Miami. So this one took full advantage of its time with us when it landed and was widely covered by a population of cameras and video this day in weather history. Hey, do you like the podcast? We'd love to hear from you. If you have an idea, go right now to wherever you're listening to me and rate us, if you would please. It's on a 5-star system, and we would love as many stars as you can afford. So rate us, but then also review us. This way, we can always stay on top of how you'd like to see the show evolve. Then remember to subscribe to this podcast. Click the subscribe or follow button right there, the very same podcast homepage you're listening on. You'll be immediately reminded that the next day is ready to listen to, and you also have access to every episode in the archives. It dates back to June 1st of 2020, so there is a lot that we gotta get caught up on this day in weather history. Tomorrow is May 13th, and we're staying with tornadoes but these happen in a region where you would normally find those people who would have been in Miami at this time of year boarding one of those cruise ships in port. There were a number of these tornadoes in the outbreak in southern Ontario, Canada, and I'll tell you all about where and also what they did tomorrow on This Day in Weather History with me, your host, Chris May.